Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here on the phone today with us this morning, Cass County Wellness Coordinator Brigham Hoig. Brigham, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jim, for having me.
Good. Busy and staying safe, right?
Yep.
Very good. Well, as Cass County Wellness Coordinator, I know you wear a lot of different hats in that position. And one of those is to help with different projects that can be of benefit to folks locally. The Cass County COVID-19 Mobile Food for All program is something that we've actually talked about before. How's that been going?
Yeah, it's been going really well, yes. So we got a grant from the Iowa Economic Development Authority this spring to bring folks food at home while they're quarantining or doing other things to stay safe for COVID-19. And we've been bringing families food since May. And, you know, when you need it, you jump on. And when you don't need it, you jump off. And just wanted to remind folks that we still have that service available.
Sure. Have a lot of folks taken advantage of that?
Yeah. You know, at the peak, we had about 120 households on at one time. But, you know, like I mentioned, folks jump on when they need it, and then they come off when they don't. So, yeah, we have.
Has it met expectations?
I think it has gone really well. At least with our partners, it has exceeded expectations. We've used the community center there in Atlantic as our location. That's worked great. SWDA has been partnering with us and helping to use the buses to deliver food. That's also gone really well. We've had excellent volunteers involved throughout the summer. Participants, I think, have been very pleased.
Very good. Well, talk a little bit about the guidelines and things, because there really aren't too many, are there?
Right. Yeah. So, you know, this is a food service that we kind of have modeled similar to maybe a food pantry, where basically you tell us when you need it. You know, we're not going to say you have to be able to do X, Y, and Z, but we are here for COVID-19 reasons. So a couple examples might be, you know, you need to quarantine and you're not able to afford to have food delivered to your home or have somebody else help you with that. We are a free delivery to everyone who's on our program. Another might be that, you know, your work has cut back COVID hours and you are struggling to afford food at this time and you're not able to make it to a pantry. So we also really, really encourage folks that are using our service to use the food pantries in Cass County, Cumberland, Griswold, Atlantic, and Anita. It's not double dipping to use them both. We are there as a supplement.
Well, families in some cases are depending upon this, not just individuals.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, it runs because of opportunity. We had the grant opportunity there that allowed us to be able to make that happen, but it also doesn't happen without volunteers. How's the volunteer support been?
Oh, my gosh. It has been so good this summer. Yes, we've got volunteers from across the county that have been involved. And, again, we've been running since May, and it's okay to say, hey, you know, I can help for 1 month or I can help for 3 weeks and then say, all right, that's as much time as I've got. But we are recruiting volunteers again now because as August has come along, people's schedules have changed, and we do need a few more volunteers. We need help Monday morning from about 10:30 to noon, and that's packing the food and getting it all ready. Really exciting. We are getting a lot of produce donated from Grow Another Row. So a big portion of our work right now is getting produce sorted and bagged for folks. So that's excellent and also allows us to extend our grant dollars so we don't have to buy that. And then in the afternoon on Mondays, we use those SWDA buses, as I mentioned, and we deliver food to people's homes. And volunteers who are interested in that are needed from about 1:30 to 4:30. And ideally, it's a couple of people from the same household because it works best if there are two volunteers on the bus. And it is challenging to distance the entire time you're on the bus. So ideally, we get two volunteers from the same household running one of those bus routes.
So that's one of the things that's kind of required for the volunteers. They need to understand and follow some of those safety protocols.
Absolutely. Yep. All of our volunteers have been awesome about wearing masks consistently, distancing. We have hand sanitizer that's, you know, sent on the bus with folks. Yeah, we try to keep things very safe, particularly because, you know, the people we are serving are often at risk. So we really want to keep everyone safe.
Yeah. And it's not just practical. It's perception, too, right?
Absolutely. That's the other thing, right, is, yeah. And I also think, you know, there's something about once I have a mask on, I'm a little bit more aware of making sure that I am being careful and cautious around others. And yeah, when we come to the door, we want to be sure that we are showing folks this is COVID-19 food. This is food that we are working to provide in order to mitigate the spread of COVID-19.
You bet. And are you actually entering the home to make deliveries, or is it just kind of a up-to-the-door service?
Absolutely up to the door. We do not enter homes. If needed, we can call ahead. Like in some apartment buildings, somebody needs to come to the door to pick up the food, for example. But otherwise, no, we are a knock and drop. And if somebody actually is not able to answer the door and meet us, we are not leaving milk, meat, and eggs at this time just due to the heat, but we will still be able to leave non-perishable food.
Okay. Is it a lot of produce and things like that, or is it canned goods? Is there variety?
You know, there really is a variety, and over the course of the summer, we have changed what we brought folks based on what they've told us they need. So we know, for example, that meat prices are really high, milk can be expensive, so we have prioritized bringing milk and meat to folks. We have been bringing a lot of eggs from Southwest Iowa Egg. They have been delivering eggs to the community center, and we have been buying from them. We have changed what we bring in the canned goods or perishable, non-perishable food section based on what people tell us they need. So we've changed things over the course of the summer and continue to do so.
Oh, that's terrific. It's nice to have that flexibility that way too. And, you know, we're not dogs and cats. We don't want to eat the same thing every day.
Absolutely, we don't. And I guess one other thing, Jim, that I should share that I am really proud of the program for is we are also bringing things that keep people safe during this time. So, for example, this week we delivered masks to every household again, and I think that's the third or fourth time that we have delivered a mask with food deliveries. We brought bars of soap, hand sanitizer, and we do buy all of our stuff locally. So we buy from Hy-Vee and Fairway there in Atlantic, and they've been excellent about helping us, you know, find deals on a cheap way to get masks in bulk or hand sanitizer in bulk, something like that.
Very good. It's good to have partners in a lot of different ways. And it's nice to have those local businesses hopping in there, too. It benefits them, but it also benefits the folks that they serve here locally. So it's good all the way around. Well, talk a little bit about how folks would register. You've had good response already, but how do they go about finding out more or perhaps registering for the program?
Yes. Okay. So there are a couple of ways. You can visit Cass County Extension online and register online. It's a really pretty simple form to click through. If you do not have access to internet but have access to a phone, we recommend calling Cass County Public Health.
243-7443, and that would get you straight through to Cass County Public Health. Again, that's 712-243-7443, and they appreciate the calls.
Absolutely.
Very good. All right. And if they want to know more, you mentioned Facebook is a place to go to if they want to know more about these or other programs that are offered through the Food Policy Council.
Yes. So the Food Policy Council has a page on Facebook that is at Cass County Local Food. We've got information on farmers markets, food pantries, and more. We keep a lot of information on our COVID-19 program there. You can also follow at Healthy Cass County. That is another place where we share a lot of these related programs.
Okay, very good. So, again, if you're thinking about the possibility of volunteering, the key times, really Mondays. They need folks Monday in the morning to help kind of get things organized, and then in the afternoon they need to be able to do some deliveries and things too. So if you can help out on those days, they'd sure appreciate that, and you can contact those folks for more. And if you would like to register, again, the Extension Service or Cass County Public Health at 243-7443, the ways to be able to kind of do that, and hopefully folks will continue to take advantage of that program. Brigham, do you have any kind of a feel for how long this opportunity might be out there for folks?
You know, so the grant really goes as long as the grant money lasts. So we have been checking in with, if you're back on your feet and you're in a place now where you no longer need this assistance, if you can drop off, it'll be available longer for other folks. So, you know, at the beginning of the summer, I thought we would be done by August, but people said, you know, I'm okay. I can jump off this service. And at this time, I'm pretty sure it's going to last at least through September.
Very good. All right. Well, good. It's nice to hear that folks are helping other folks right here in their own communities by participating and also being aware of other people's needs as well in a lot of different ways. That's terrific.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a hard time, but it really gives us a lot of hope to see folks coming together.
Absolutely. Well, Brigham, thank you so much for the time and all the work that you and the other volunteers put in to make this all happen. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, thanks so much for giving us time on air. Take care, Jim.